The epistle to be read today for the fifth Sunday after Epiphany, the 25th Sunday after Pentecost, is taken from St. Paul's epistle to the Colossians chapter 3. Brethren, put ye on as the elect of God, holy and beloved, the heart of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. If any have a complaint against another, even as the Lord hath forgiven you, so you also. But above all these things have charity, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ rejoice in your hearts, wherein also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. Let the word of the Christ dwell in you abundantly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual canticles, singing in grace in your hearts to God. And whatsoever you do in word or in work, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. And the Holy Gospel. It's taken in the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 13. At that time Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were asleep, his enemy came and oversowed cockle among the wheat and went his way. And when the blade was sprung up and had brought forth fruit, then appeared also the cockle. And the servants of the good man of the house, coming, said to him, Sir, didst thou not sow good seed in the field? Whence then hath it cockle? And he said to them, An enemy hath done this. And the servants said to him, Wilt thou that we go and gather it up? And he said, No, lest perhaps gathering up the cockle, you root up the wheat also together with it. Suffer both to grow until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, Gather up first the cockle, and bind it into bundles to burn. But the wheat gather ye into my barn. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Suffer both to grow until the harvest, and in the time of harvest I will say to the reapers, Gather first the cockle and bind it into bundles to burn, but the wheat gather ye into my barn. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Not too long ago, a poor missionary priest in China lay dying on his deathbed. Years before, he offered himself to work among the Chinese people. And for many years, he had labored to lead these people to Christ. He had accustomed himself to their ways and customs, which were so utterly foreign to the American priest. He had studied and struggled to learn the Chinese language. He had adopted their diet, which was very offensive to his taste. And he had learned the manners of the people, which was so unfamiliar to him. And he did all these things for one reason, for the salvation of their souls. He offered up all his trials in union with our Lord, who suffered and died for all men. And now, after many years of labor, his work on earth was coming to an end. The priest had a fever, and because of this, he suffered very much. At one moment, he was freezing, and the next, he was burning. When the sick priest realized his end was approaching, he told his assistant to go get another priest, for he wanted to receive the last sacraments. Now, the nearest priest was 30 miles away. Therefore, the assistant made no delay. He began the trip through the deep snow and severe cold. The trip would take him at least a day each way. During the long wait, the missionary priest was too sick to keep a fire going or even to prepare himself food. He could only lay upon his bed, praying and thinking. Thus he united all his sufferings with his Savior, and he prayed that his fellow priest would make it in time before he passed away. After what it seemed to be like weeks, the visiting priest stood in the doorway. The sick missionary smiled. He looked at his fellow priest. And then he said, I have been lying here thinking. If there is no heaven, aren't we a bunch of fools? Now, in today's gospel, our Lord teaches us through the parable about the structure and history of His kingdom on earth, that is, the church. Our Lord said, "The kingdom of heaven is like to a man that sowed good seed in his field." He went on to tell us the parable of the good seed and the cockle. And then later, after he explained this parable to his disciples when he was alone, he told them what each thing meant. And he told them that the wheat, which is good, and the cockle, which is evil, must live together. Now, my dear faithful, all men are aware that evil exists in the world. But there are many who question whether God is the author of evil, or how can He allow it to exist. We often hear it today from many people. How can God do this? How can God allow this if He is so good? The answer is simple. It is man's sins which are the real reason for evil. Because of man's sins, there is evil in this world. And God allows evil to exist to help us get to heaven. And that is what this parable in today's gospel answers these questions. First, we learn from the parable that God is in no sense the cause of moral evil, that is, sin. For as we see in the parable, the bad seed which represents evil was not sown by the master of the servants, but the bad seed was sown by an enemy. As our Lord tells us, this enemy is the devil. The devil is the real author of evil because he causes men to sin. And sin is the only real evil in this world. It is the worst evil possible. Because by sin, man does violence to God, who is infinitely good. And by mortal sin, man condemns his soul to hell for all eternity. Now, what the world labels as evil, such as death and war and natural disasters, are a mere result of sin. And for the man who dies in sanctifying grace, death is not an evil at all, but rather a doorway to eternal life. The second thing we learn from this parable is that God allows evil to exist in order to draw good out of it. As St. Francis de Sales explains, "Thus death, affliction, labors, and trials, which by the just ordinance of God are punishments of sin, are also by His sweet mercy so many ladders to ascend to heaven, so many means to increase in grace, and so many merits to obtain glory." Thus we see the daily trials that we must endure, such as sickness, the bad weather, and even the little headaches, can prove to be a blessing for us. If these so-called evils are accepted for love of God and patiently borne, many blessings will come to us. God could rid the world of evil, just as the servants in the parable could have uprooted the cockle. But as the servants would have harmed much of the wheat if they uprooted the cockle, so too greater harm would come to good souls if there was no evil in the world. For if we always had what we wanted and never suffered any trials, we would never think of God or the next life. We would only think and live for this life alone. And if we get a reward, in this life, we will deserve no reward in the next. And even here on earth, if there is something that we treasure, if there's something that we want, and we strive really hard to get it, the more difficult it is to obtain, the more we do to obtain it, the more we will appreciate it. And so, too, if we want a great reward in heaven, we have to work for it. So let us follow the example of the missionary priest of China. He was no fool because he knew the truth that there was a heaven. And he knew the value of suffering. He saw it as a means to win his way to heaven. So let us use the trials and tribulations of life to gain a great reward in heaven. As a certain priest once said, if we can't be happy in this life, let us make sure to be happy in the next. And to do this, to use our sufferings well, we must remain cheerful in the midst of these trials and sufferings and unite them to our Lord. And just as the dying priest used the thought of heaven to bear his crosses and trials, so should we. For by thinking of heaven, our trials and sufferings will be made light. And always remember those consoling words of St. John the Apostle, describing how heaven, none of these sufferings will exist. In describing heaven, he says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Nor mourning, nor crying, nor sorrow shall be any more. For the former things are passed away. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.